our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast. I'm Adam.
I'm Holly. It's 12:11 a.m. I haven't had a night's sleep since two nights ago, because I didn't sleep last night.
Did you know that I woke up at...
How many
about 4 o'clock.
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah.
Like 4 a.m.?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I was Because I was awake...
No, you didn't, because I went to bed at 4 and you were still...
You didn't go to bed at 4.
Oh, wait,
you were already gone.
Day.
You were away.
My days have been all kinds of... Okay, so...
Today was a weird day.
It's been 37 hours since my last night of sleep.
You okay? Do a short podcast today?
I took 3 naps, none of which were more than about an hour and a half long, I don't think. And somehow I drove home and didn't crash and wasn't even really tired. I don't understand why.
You're going to go to sleep
Some
soon,
Some kind
though.
Of fancy eclipse energy.
I think that I might skip going to the gym tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I haven't been to the... I was going to go when I came home today.
Yeah, but you didn't get home till 10:30.
Yeah. So here was how what my day happened. Yesterday, I got... Sunday, I got up at like 11:30 a.m. after going to bed at like 4 a.m. And then... No, like 4:30 a.m. I got like 7 hours of sleep. And then at 2 a.m. on Monday, so like the next, like that night slash morning, I left for Salem, Oregon. And I drove down there, and it took me about 3.5 to 4 hours to get there. And then I drove around for quite a while trying to figure out where I wanted to park. I was on like a lot of back roads and stuff, which is where I was originally thinking I was going to end up. But I wasn't comfortable parking on any of them.
So for those of you listening to this in the future...
There was a solar eclipse.
There was today was the day of the eclipse.
It was
the big
August
one.
21st, 2017.
But, For reference.
Yeah. So I drove around for a while. Because, yeah, my original plan was just to, like, park alongside, like, some sort of rural, like... backcountry road, and I learned a couple of things about the backcountry roads around Salem, Oregon. One, all of the farms seem to be growing, like, trees and flowers, and these really tall vines. Vines that were, like, 15 feet tall.
What was on them?
I don't know. It was just, like, hanging down. I couldn't tell what was on the vine.
Did they grow pod people?
Maybe. Two, I learned that the ditches, like... fall off pretty abruptly after the shoulder, like a very narrow shoulder, which meant that there was really not a great place to park anywhere. There were
like that,
parking lots and like little inlets, but they were all like individual houses, and it felt weird to do that. I can think of a lot of backcountry roads I'd be comfortable parking on, like where I grew up, but none of them there.
Were there people
right.
around you?
What do you mean?
Like, was there a bunch of people just staring at the sky? Or were you pretty...
I haven't gotten to the part where I actually find where I was going yet.
Okay, tell me that.
So while I was driving around, I saw a bunch of, like, camps of people who were clearly there camping the solar eclipse. But I felt weird trying to join any of them. So I eventually went into the city of Salem, and I was like, what sort of store could I go to that would have, like, a big parking lot? Because I had two goals. I wanted somewhere I could sleep for a while. And I wanted somewhere that I could stay and watch the eclipse. So I saw a Home Depot that wasn't that far away.
Uh-huh.
I was like, oh, okay, Home Depot, that makes sense. has a big parking lot. And I went there, and of course they weren't open yet, and they had all these, like, the towing company signs up, and I got freaked out because I was like, I don't want to have to mess with someone getting mad at me for sleeping in their parking lot. That, and there was a couple having a very loud and vicious fight in the parking lot, and I was like, I don't want to be around this. Mm-hmm. So I was like, maybe I'll just find, like, a city park.
Okay.
So I looked up a park, and I went to it, and there was no parking where I went, and on a whim, I went to a different side of the park, and there were two parking spots. They were on a street, like a residential street right next to it, but they were in the shade, which was helpful. So I parked my car there, and I took a nap in the back seat, and no one cared. And when I woke up, there were, like, voices around, because, again, I was in a residential area, and I ended up just hanging out at that park. There was, it turned out once I, like, took my nap and got up and, like, walked into the park, there was like a big parking lot on the other side I could have easily parked in.
But this was in the shade.
But yeah, but they were, yeah, it was, and it was the only, like, shady parking spot in the whole place. They were clearly very prepared. They knew people were going to be coming. They knew people would come to the park. They had signs up, like, wear your solar glasses, like, there was a water refill station, they brought in porta potties, so they knew what they were doing. Yeah, there were a lot of other people there. It seemed to be a predominantly Hispanic area, so most of the people around me were speaking Spanish the whole time, which was interesting, too, because I got to, like, hear a bunch of words that were solar eclipse-related that I never would have thought of. I don't remember them, but they were really interesting.
Eclipso.
Yeah, it was a perfect view, of course. Like, it's straight up in the sky. It was clear, super clear. It was one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. Like, I can't think of anything that tops it right now. It was really, really cool, and I'd love to see it again.
I thought it was really cool,
too. Yeah, you didn't even get to see the whole thing. Like, the whole thing is amazing. I saw 93%
of it, and that's pretty good.
Something happens when it gets into, like, the totality. The whole world, like, changes. Everything around you feels wrong. Like, it's not supposed to be how it is. It's like when they put... Like, we were just talking, we were watching Game of Thrones, when they put a filter on to make it look like nighttime, but it's really day and you can tell. Yeah. It's kind of like that.
Yeah.
So everything around you, it's 360-degree sunset. Every horizon is sunset.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all, like, cool colors. The birds stopped chirping. Apparently, they go crazy in some places, but the birds in this
they're just like,
park,
what's going
they
on?
Just stopped, like, probably... a couple of minutes before the totality happened.
What the, what's going on?
Like 5-10 minutes before. I think they went to sleep. Because it was nighttime.
Yeah.
The city lights came on, of course, because it was, like, dark. And then what you're left with is just this, like, ball in the sky. It's like a halo. And it looks pure white.
Mm-hmm.
And you can look at it with your bare eye without a problem because most of the light's blocked by the moon. And there's, like, these, like, streaks coming out of it of light. I can't describe it. I don't know. There's probably pictures of it. It's more than just, like, the circular, like, corona-looking
thing. Yeah, I'm sure there's video online.
Yeah, it's super cool. And then your eyes get this bright flash of light as soon as the eclipse ends, but you don't know it's ending yet because the sun comes back out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's cool.
I thought it was cool, too.
Everything looked wrong, and all the shadows were creepy. I don't like shadows. I don't like eclipse shadows. They're creepy.
I think they're cool. They're all like moons.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it.
Yeah, so I was at work, and we just went outside at work.
Yeah.
And looked at it, and everybody was having fun, and I had my coffee break at that time. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm going to have my coffee. So I stood there with my coffee, sipping coffee, looking at the eclipse.
Safely through glasses.
Yeah.
You had some. Did they get more?
Yeah, somebody else
That's
brought
good.
More.
Good. Did they have enough for everybody? Did you have to share?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I was, well, before, like, when it wasn't finished, like, right when you told me about it, I was like, oh, I'll go take a look at it. And it's like, it was, like, partially over. And I'm like, oh, that's awesome. So I was just like, hey, look at this.
Look, hey, it's here.
And everybody's like, oh, man, that's cool. And then, yeah, it's just cooler than you think.
It didn't feel like it lasted that long either. Because, like, when it happens, you want to do more than just look. I mean, all your body wants to do is look at the sun. But you want to look around because the world itself looks so much different.
Yeah, everything's... I felt like I was in, like, a shadow realm or something.
Yeah, it's, like, incorrect.
Like, in Lord of the Rings, when, like, you put the ring on, everything's real weird.
It's a lot like, It's a lot like when we had the big forest fires that were happening, and they had smoke across the area, and it, like, filtered out the sun. It looks like it's that effect, but stronger.
Yeah. It was more like there was only 8% of the world's light happening. I felt like I was in the shadow realm.
I took pictures because I had, like, this app, but I shouldn't have. I should have looked at the sun more because it only stays behind. The totality only stuck around for, like, 2 minutes. It felt like 30 seconds at most, but it was like, two and a half minutes.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I definitely want to go see that again.
Yeah.
We're talking about maybe going to Chile.
Cool. And then you drove home.
Yeah, so that was the bad part of my day. Up until, like, 10:30 a.m. was a perfectly fine day. The drive down wasn't that bad. It was a little bit trafficy. I learned that Oregon doesn't let you pump your own gas, which is weird. But the drive back...
It took me 12 hours.
That wasn't 12 hours of active driving time. So I started at about 10:30, like right after the actual totality was like, yeah, I might as well just leave.
Mm-hmm.
And I left and... I started driving, and I started continuing driving, and then 2 hours later, I'd gone 20 miles.
Mm-hmm. Well, you stopped for a little bit. Like, you were deciding whether or not to go.
I did, yeah, but I didn't decide that long.
Yeah. I figured you just get in the car and go.
I did, pretty much.
Like, right away, so you can get out of there before
My other plan was to try to leave at, like, noon and miss some of the traffic. I know now that wouldn't have helped at all.
No.
So...
No. You gotta get out early.
Because I tried that too. So, I'd gone 20 miles in 2 hours, and it was all on back roads, trying to get anywhere at all. And at that point, I had to pee, and I backtracked a little bit and found a gas station and waited in line for half an hour to pee, and found a parking spot in the shade and was like, you know what, I'm just going to sit here. I'm going to take a nap because I haven't had much sleep. And, you know, it's probably dangerous to drive on that much sleep. I wasn't tired, but I knew that I should probably rest. Sure. So I was like, I'll take a nap for a couple of hours and then, like, we'll see what happens. So I took a 1 hour nap and I woke up and then I went back inside and peed. And the cashier looked at me and she's like, you didn't make it very far. And I was like, no, I didn't make it very far.
I slept in the car.
Yeah. So, and then I was trying to decide whether to go or not. And I ended up waiting until about 3:30, I think, at that point. So I'd been driving and then I stopped all told for about 2 to 3 hours, something like that, at that rest stop. Couldn't decide what to do. And I was like, fine, I'll just go, because this is clearly, like, if it's not better now, it's not going to get better.
Yeah, you got to get home at some point.
So if I had just driven straight through, I would have gotten home 3 hours earlier.
You should have just called me. I'd have sent my dragons to come pick you up.
Thanks. I would have gotten home at probably about 8, if I, maybe 7:30, 8, if I'd just gone straight through. But I think that I needed the rest. Yeah, it was stop-and-go traffic most of the time. I was under 15 miles an hour on the interstate, like, a good portion of that trip. I got rerouted at one point by Apple Maps, which sent me... Usually I could tell when people were starting to get rerouted by Apple Maps because a whole bunch of people would take the same obscure exit. But this one I was off on alone, which kind of tripped me, and then... I had to take, like, 2 miles of gravel road that was under construction, and I thought my car was going to get stuck in the gravel. And then it was just a lot of driving, a lot of awful driving. I left for Salem, Oregon at 2 a.m., and I got back at 10:30 p.m. in the dark both times. I don't like driving on the highway in cities. I don't like driving in the dark, really. I don't like those two things put together when I'm tired and haven't showered in a day and a half.
But you made it back safely, and you had a shower.
But I made it back safely, and the eclipse was super cool. If I had known ahead of time, hindsight's 2020, I'd been planning for this eclipse since I knew I was going to try to do it since 2009 or 2008. So I definitely could have taken steps to get a train ticket and get a hotel and everything. But I figured we lived close enough that wouldn't matter, that it wouldn't be that bad. I way underestimated what the traffic would look like. Traffic eased up a little tiny bit after Portland. Getting past Portland was the real big first hurdle, because a lot of the people who went to Salem came from Portland. I tried to skirt around Portland to limited effect, and then it stayed bad for a long time, and then it finally eased up kind of for good after Corvallis, after Centralia.
So you had a long journey.
I did have a long journey.
I had a long journey this weekend, too.
What was your long journey?
We drove... my brother came to visit.
He did! We should have got him on the podcast, but we didn't.
Yeah.
He's a YouTube channel.
He does. It's Clash Guitars.
It's a good channel.
Yeah, it's good.
I subscribe. Like, even if you weren't his brother, I would probably still subscribe to that channel. Yeah, he just goes on
adventures.
I like
and,
it.
And sometimes he, like, sorts through, like, rolls of money.
Metal detecting.
Uh-huh.
Gold panning.
Yeah. But anyway, he was here visiting because for a geocaching event in town, or outside of town, it's like...
Near town.
It was like, I guess it was an hour drive, an hour east of us. And then there's a tunnel out there that's like a 2.4-mile tunnel. So we walked through the tunnel and then probably like a quarter mile on either side of it. And to get to a geocache that's like, it's a one-of geocache. There's one here. And there's one in Brazil, which is, I mean, I don't know much about geocaching, but it's cool. It was, there was 13 of them that were set up from the Planet of the Apes movie in 2000 with Marky Mark.
Was that a good movie? I didn't see it.
No, the first one was real, like, the movie from 2000 was real bad, but they made, like, when they redid it, they did it good. Like, remember with Caesar, and then he said no, and that was... The cool
yeah,
part.
That was a good one.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
Oh, sorry, my feet are all swollen, so I'm going to put them
fine.
Upon you.
So anyway, so there was 13 of these originally, and all but one got lost, and the one that wasn't lost was in Brazil. But the one from over there got found again, like someone found it. Like, it showed up again, so then they reopened it, and so they had a big event to go look at the stuff that was in there. So we went out there and did that, and that tunnel is really cool. We should go for a walk in that tunnel sometime, because, like, you want to go hiking.
It looked creepy. Apparently, don't touch the walls, though.
Oh, yeah, don't touch the walls.
You got your shirt all junked up.
And also, there's a Sasquatch.
Oh, is there a Sasquatch?
Yeah, it scared us in the middle of the tunnel.
Is it just, like, a statue?
No, it's just, like, a Sasquatch that jumped out and goes, rawr.
Oh, it was, like, a thing for the... Like the
it was
the
a
event.
Sasquatch.
Okay, but it was like a thing for the
it
event,
was
though.
The Bigfoot.
The Bigfoot. Do you think there's more than one? Because I think squatchers think there's more than one.
Well, there has to be more than one.
Does there?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you can't like propitiate
no,
a species.
Propitiate.
That's a word.
I think it just doesn't ever die. Right?
You can't perpetuate is the word.
That's the one you were looking for.
You can't perpetuate a species without more than one.
Oh, you got a track.
Yeah, that was in the ape cache itself.
Oh, that's cool.
I like you have to if you take something out, you have to put something in. So I put I had $5, so I just put $5
in. You put money in.
Yeah, and then somebody else take the money and put something else in. And
yeah, I've seen about these before. You put them and then they like track.
Yeah, you track. It's
you
a trackable.
You track where they go through. Mm. Yeah.
So I have it in my inventory. So like you have an inventory of like little things
you
that you put
go geocaching
places.
You want to go now?
There's so many around town.
They're great.
Yeah. Right? We could just go around town and do it.
Yeah, we tried to do it in Grand Forks and I think they got disturbed too much. There weren't enough good places to put them.
Either. Well, also there's an app that shows you where they
all
are.
Yeah, we use the app.
I think there was like a website that we were kind of looking at, but there's an app now.
It was an app.
Yeah, I don't know.
It didn't work reliably. Our GPS was crap.
I think we didn't have good phones at that point.
We had early iPhones,
yeah.
I think.
But I mean, it was years ago, but there's an app that works really well.
Yeah.
I know that I remember there was a website that we used to kind of find them, but there's an app. Anyway. I'm going to do some geocaches in town until I get them all.
Where do you want to start?
Around here.
Just
go around.
There's probably some nearer the troll. Actually, there's probably a number.
Yeah,
near the troll.
Well, we got the one at the troll.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. That was the first one I logged in my
It was
in
the
my
troll.
Thing. Yeah. And then the HQ was the second one I logged, like geocaching HQ, which is right in Fremont as well. And then, yeah.
Can we talk about the other journey that I've been on?
What did you do?
I've been jumping off a lot of cliffs. And mountains.
Oh, yeah.
And towers.
And you got a new horse?
I can't stop playing Zelda, Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Mm-hmm.
And it's infecting my regular life now. Like, I was driving down to Oregon, and I saw, like, a farming, some kind of implement that had, like, a head and, like, some leg parts on it, and I genuinely, for a moment, thought that I was about to get shot by a guardian.
And they have laser beams.
Which are baddies. Even, like, this, like, our microphone looks like a guardian. It has a blue light on it, like, and legs. It looks like it's gonna kill me.
It's gonna shoot laser beams.
I kept seeing things glittering by the side of the road, just like a flash, and like, oh, that's loot.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't loot at all.
Yeah.
You can't loot stuff by the side of the road.
I was playing too. It's fun. It's fun.
It is fun.
It's not my favorite game, but I like it.
It's really addictive because there's a lot to do. Mm-hmm. You can't really get bored with it because
I feel like I'm lost right now. Like, I don't know what to do. Like, I'm just kind of wandering around trying to find shrines.
That's what I like to do, though, is like wander around.
I like to have like a goal.
Well, there's goals. Like, you can.
Yeah, there's like mini quests, sub quests, and stuff like that.
There's the main quest.
Yeah, but it's complicated.
It's
like, go kill Ganon. That's like the main quest.
Oh,
like,
I'll tell you how to get more main quests. I'll give you a lead onto an ancient beast.
Talk to people.
Yeah, you gotta go find the beasts.
Yeah.
Go up to the top of that hill.
Well, there's four dots.
Technology thing. Oh, did they show you where all the beasts are?
Yeah, she said there's four people you have to talk to at the four different tribes, and each of them has like a beast that they're in charge of.
Oh, see, by the time I got to where I had already beat a beast.
Okay.
And she's like, I see you did this one. Here's the dots for the other ones. I already knew about the camel, but I didn't know about the other two yet.
Yeah. So anyway, that's what we've been doing.
We don't have a snack. My snack is going to be water because I couldn't drink water all day.
My snack is I'm going to goddamn sleep.
I couldn't stop to pee all the time because it was too hard.
So goodbye.
It was an eclipse and it was really cool and you should see an eclipse. There's another one in 2024.
And geocaching is fun too.
Geocaching is fun and Shane came and he was cool. And we ate ramen.
And piroshki.
Oh yeah, you guys had piroshki.
All right, good night. Goodbye. Move your stuff. Goodbye. Move your feet. That's our new sign off.
Move your you.
Yeah.
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast. Okay, bye.